Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurates and lays foundation stone for several development projects worth over 1,700 crore rupees in Assam. Says India-EU trade deal will boost Assam's tea export to Europe. Indian Railway speeds up coverage 4.0 safety rollout with 472 km commissioned across three sections. Coordination between Ministry of Railways and Department of Fertilizers results in significant boost in Kharif and Rabi crop supplies, says government. U.S. President Donald Trump nominates Kevin Warsh as the next Federal Reserve Chairman. And in tennis, Novak Djokovic to face world number one Carlos Alcaraz in the men's singles title clash of the Australian Open on Sunday. Home Minister Amit Shah today launched projects worth 1,715 crore rupees, including the second legislative assembly complex in Dibrugarh, Assam. Addressing a public meeting at Dibrugarh, Mr. Shah said, the India-European Union Free Trade Agreement will boost Assam tea exports to European countries.
The fragrance of Assam tea reaches the entire world, and the taste of Indian tea is enjoyed globally. This land has, in a way, given India a distinct global identity. The hard-working workers of the tea gardens here have strengthened Indian economy and played a major role in building a strong export system.
Mr. Shah urged the electors to vote in favor of BJP in the next assembly polls for development, peace, security, industry, flood-free Assam. Accusing the previous Congress government for neglecting the Assam, Mr. Shah said Congress used infiltration as a weapon for its vote bank politics. He said under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the government is bringing infrastructure projects for the development of the state.
Earlier, Assam's borders were open to illegal infiltration. After the formation of the Narendra Modi government, first Sarbananda Sonowal and then Himanta Biswa Sarma became our chief ministers. Together, the Modi government and the Assam government have stopped illegal infiltrators from entering Assam's borders. Today, infiltration no longer takes place in Assam.
Mr. Shah is in Assam on a two-day visit. He attended the Takom Missing Porin Kebang Youth Festival as a chief guest at Dhemaji district this afternoon. Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma and Union Minister for Ports, Shipping and Waterways Sarbananda Sonowal were also present on the occasion. The India AI Impact Summit 2026 will be held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi from 16 to 20th February this year. The summit will be the first global AI summit to be hosted in the Global South. The objective of the summit is to enable global democratization of artificial intelligence and bridging the AI divide, as well as support the development of indigenous and local AI solutions. It will also focus on development of AI for good solutions across healthcare, agriculture and governance, among others, and aligning global standards and models of AI governance and innovation to the needs of the developing world. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology, Ashwini Vaishnav, said that the India AI Impact Summit has received a phenomenal response from across the world and is shaping up to be the biggest AI summit so far globally.
The summit has got phenomenal response. This is going to be the fourth and the biggest AI summit so far in the entire world. The response from practically 100 countries, the number of heads of state and government, already 15 confirmations received, and the industry has responded so well, more than 100 CEOs are joining us in the Impact Summit.
Indian Railways today commissioned nearly 472 route kilometers of coverage version 4.0 across three sections of its network, marking another significant milestone in strengthening rail safety. The three newly commissioned sections include the 344 kilometers Vadodara-Virar section on Western Railway, 35 kilometers Tughlakabad Junction Cabin to Palwal section on Northern Railway, and 93.3 kilometers Manpur to Samantar section on East Central Railway. This commissioning marks the highest ever route kilometer of coverage commissioned on a single day, as well as in a month, with more than 472 route kilometers. after this inclusion, Covered's version 4.0 has been commissioned over a total of over 1,300 route kilometers across five routes of Indian Railways. The government today informed that coordination between the Ministry of Railways and Department of Fertilizers has resulted in significant boost in Kharif and Rabi crop supplies. The Minister of Chemicals and Fertilizers said that faster and smoother movement of fertilizer rakes enabled timely supplies to states. This ensured that farmers did not face any shortages during the critical stages of cultivation. The ministry added that during this period, average rake loading increased to 72 rakes per day in July 2025, 78 rakes per day in August 2025, reaching 80 rakes per day in September 2025. It added that the fertilizer movement during April-December 2025 reached an all-time high, with net supplies crossing 530.16 lakh metric tons, surpassing the 500 lakh metric ton mark for the first time during this period. Prime Minister's flagship platform for proactive governance and timely implementation, Pragati, has marked a significant milestone with the successful conduct of its 50th meeting. Since its launch by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2015, Pragati has transformed governance by enabling real-time monitoring and resolution of key infrastructure projects and public grievances through direct prime ministerial review. Today in this special series, we take a look at the projects related to the Ministry of Civil Aviation.
To boost the country's civil aviation infrastructure, 38 projects with a total investment of 90,978 crore rupees are being monitored under Pragati-led ecosystem. Out of these, three projects with a total investment of 21,694 crore rupees have been reviewed by Prime Minister under Pragati, and all these projects have been commissioned. These projects are Navi Mumbai International Airport, construction of new Greenfield Airport at Pekyong in Sikkim, and construction of Greenfield International Airport at Mopa in Goa. The directions issued during Pragati reviews strengthened accountability, improved inter-ministerial and state-level coordination, facilitated timely resolution of implementation bottlenecks, and enhanced overall monitoring. These interventions accelerated project execution and contributed to augmentation of airport infrastructure, improvement in air connectivity, and passenger handling capacity. A total of 53 issues have been raised on project monitoring group portal across 19 projects, and of them, 51 issues have been resolved. With Dipendra, this is Anand Kumar for Akashvani News, Delhi.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met with his counterparts from Palestine, Libya and Comoros, and also the Secretary General of League of Arab States, Ahmed Abul Ghit, in New Delhi today. Informing about his meetings and social media posts, Dr. Jaishankar said he reviewed development and cooperation with these countries and agreed on initiatives to take it forward. He exchanged views on the Gaza peace plan and regional developments with his Palestinian counterpart. With Mr. Ghit, Dr. Jaishankar had wide-ranging conversation about cooperation and strengthening across various domains. With the Foreign Minister of Libya, Dr. Jaishankar held productive discussions on advancing cooperation in trade, business, infrastructure and energy domains. He appreciated his briefing on the situation in Libya and underscored India's advocacy of dialogue and diplomacy for enduring peace and stability in the region. The second India-Arab Foreign Ministers meeting will be held in New Delhi tomorrow. The meeting will be co-chaired by India and the UAE. Foreign Ministers of Arab League member states and Arab League Secretary General will participate in the meeting. This is the first India-Arab Foreign Ministers meeting to be hosted by India New Delhi. It will see participation by all 22 Arab countries. Our correspondent reports that the second India-Arab Foreign Ministers meeting is expected to build on existing cooperation, expanding and deepening this partnership. We have a report.
India has traditionally enjoyed close and friendly relations with the Arab world. These relations date back to ancient times. Traders, scholars and diplomats would often traverse the Arabian Sea and the land routes linking India to West Asia and the Arab Peninsula, transferring knowledge and merchandise. Today, the nations of Arab League are part of India's extended neighborhood. The League of Arab States was formed in Cairo on 22nd March 1945. Currently, the League has 22 member states, including countries from North North Africa and West Asia. It has a number of observer states, including Armenia, Brazil, Greece, India, and Venezuela. The aim of the League is to strengthen and coordinate the political, cultural, economic, and social programs of its members and to mediate disputes among them or between them and third parties. Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today highlighted that India-EU Free Trade Pact covers one-third of the world population and impacts 25% of the global GDP. Addressing the World Forum of Accountants in Greater Noida, the ministers highlighted the vast potential of the European market. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, ended around 0.4% lower today, snapping a three-day gaining streak. Markets opened with a sharp gap down and traded on a bearish note throughout the session. However, in the last hour of the trade, the indices recovered some of the losses but still closed in the red. We have a report.
The Sensex fell by 297 points to close at 82,270, while Nifty slid 98 points to settle at 25,321. In the forex market today, the rupee depreciated by 4 paise to close at 91 rupees and 99 paise against the US dollar. Lalema Aneja Dang for Akashwani News.
In the Indian bullion market, 24-carat gold was trading 5.3% down at 1,61,440 rupees per 10 grams. Silver was trading 12.4% lower at 3,52,640 rupees per kilogram a short while ago. U.S. President Donald Trump today nominated former Federal Reserve Governor Kevin Warsh as his preferred successor to current Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell. President Trump announced the nomination in a post on his social media platform Truth Social that he is nominating Kevin Warsh to serve as chairman of the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System. In his post, Trump backed Warsh, saying he believes Warsh should go down as one of the great Fed chairmen. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief at the loss of lives due to a fire mishap in West Bengal's Anandapur. In a social media post, the Prime Minister prayed for the speedy recovery of the injured. Mr. Modi also announced that an ex-gratia of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund would be given to the next of kin of each deceased. The injured would be given 50,000 rupees. In tennis, Novak Djokovic will face world number one Carlos Alcaraz in the men's singles title clash of the Australian Open on Sunday. In the first semi-final match of the men's singles today, Spaniard Alcaraz defeated Alexander Zverev of Germany in 5 sets 6-4, 7-6, 6-7, 6-7, 7-5 at the Rod Laver Arena to make maiden Australian Open final. Novak Djokovic of Serbia clinched a stunning victory over Jannik Sinner in the second semi-final to enter the 11th Australian Open final of his career. In the Women's Premier League WPL cricket, Gujarat Giants have set a target of 168 runs for Mumbai Indians at Vadodara International Cricket Stadium in Kothambi, Gujarat. Opting to bat first, Gujarat Giants scored 167 runs, losing 4 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. In Nagaland, the 5th edition of the Rusoma Orange Festival began today at the Rusoma village about 10 kilometers away from the state capital, Kohima. Held under the theme Abundance of Rusoma, the two festival aims to promote village welfare, boost rural entrepreneurship and recognize the hard work of orange growers while promoting the unique taste of Rusoma oranges. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurates and lays foundation stone for several development projects worth over 1,700 crore rupees in Assam. Says India-EU trade deal will boost Assam's tea export to Europe. Indian Railway speeds up coverage 4.0 safety rollout with 472 kilometer commissioned across 3 sections. Coordination between Minister of Railways and Department of Fertilizers results in significant boost in Kharif and Rabi crop supplies, says government. US President Donald Trump nominates Kevin Warsh as the next Federal Reserve Chairman. And in tennis, Novak Djokovic to face world number one Carlos Alcaraz in the men's singles title clash of the Australian Open on Sunday. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.